Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the virtues of performing salah in jama'ah, performing salah in congregation. And we have seen that there are many, many virtues for a person performing salah in jama'ah. Yesterday we did a virtue explaining that it is multiplied 25 times. And we explained that how some of the ulama are of the opinion that it is compounded. There's so many rewards, going into millions of rewards for performing one salah. So therefore, only a fool will leave out salah deliberately. Yes, if a person mistakenly misses salah with jama'ah, it will be a heavy burden on him, a heavy bodge on him. How is it such that a day came in my life and I missed salah with jama'ah? And then he'll try to make it up. He gave the example of Muhammad bin Salama, rahmatullah alayhi. He lived till the age of 102 years old. His ma'mool, his practice was to read 200 rakats nafil namaz every day. And one day, because of taking care of the burial arrangements of his mother that had passed away, today he missed his salah with jama'ah. It affected him so much that he says the hadith is speaking about 27 times. He repeated that salah 27 times. And then also he was told in a dream that what about the ameen of the malaika? So this is not a small thing where a person just misses salah with jama'ah. He takes jama'ah salah as something just trivial. It is something very serious and important in the life of a Muslim. All the time he's concerned, that he's worried that what time is salah, what time I need to leave. Doesn't matter how many customers are there, but if it is salah time I need to go, I'll close and I'll go. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that salah, rozi ka khinchne wala cheez salah hai. The thing that will draw and attract a person's rozi and his barakat, like how a magnet attracts, a strong magnet attracts, has a strong force of attraction. And that Allah Ta'ala has made a very strong force of attraction for rozi and for a person's rizq, a person's sustenance. Allah Ta'ala has made salah a very strong form of attraction. But sometimes we think that we do the opposite. We'll miss our salah and we'll keep the business open, but we'll be engaged and we think that the rozi will come. We may see outward figures, but that barakat will never ever be there if a person leaves out salah. And one very important part of the salah is jama'ah. So continuing with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, atan Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulun a'ma, faqala ya Rasulullah, laysa li qa'idun yaquduni ila al-masjid, fasala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ay yurakhisa lahu, fayusalli fi baytihi, farakhasa lahu, falamma walla da'ahu, faqala lahu, hal tasma'un nida'a bis-salah, qala na'am, qala fa'ajib, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a blind man, this is the hadith, a blind man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I do not have a guide to lead me to the masjid." He was blind. He needed a guide to bring him to the masjid, somebody to help him. He then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to grant him concession of performing his salah at his home. He asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, "Allow me that concession, so that I can perform my salah at home." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam initially granted him that concession, told him, "You've got that concession." When he turned to leave, when the blind person turned to leave, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called him back and asked him, "Do you hear the azan?" In other words, do you hear the call of salah? Tasma'un nida. Do you hear the call of azan? Do you hear the call of salah? Do you hear the azan? He replied, "Yes." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Then respond to it." In other words, respond to the adhan and go for salah to the masjid. Who was asking? A blind person was asking for concession, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him to respond to the adhan. After this next hadith, we'll do a bit of explanation. An Abdullah wa qila Amr ibn Qais al-Ma'ruf bi ibn Ummi Maktum al-Mu'adhini Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam annahu qal, "Ya Rasulullah, إن المدينة كثيرة الهوام والسباع." فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, "تسمع حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاة فحي هلا." رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن ومعنى حي هلا تعالى. عبد الله, and according to others, Amr ibn Qais, who was well known as Ibn Ummi Maktum. Ibn Ummi Maktum was a blind Sahabi and he was one of the muazzins of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Famously we know Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. The other famous muazzin was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum radiallahu anhu. So this hadith is speaking about him, that Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum radiallahu anhu, the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was also blind. So he said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many dangerous creatures and wild beasts in Medina Sharif. The messenger of Allah Ta'ala said," in other words, when he just told Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that there are many dangerous creatures, wild beasts in Medina, "If I have to come without anybody, I have to come in this condition where I can't see, then it will be a danger for me." He was hinting to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "It will be dangerous for me to come in this condition." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Do you hear hayya ala salah and hayya ala al-falah? Do you hear these words of the muazzin, hayya ala salah and hayya ala al-falah? Come to salah and come to success." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him that you are hearing these words. So in that case, hayya halla, then you must come, you should be coming for salah. According to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, that it is wajib for a person to come for salah. If he doesn't come for salah with jama'ah, then he will be a very big sinner for not coming. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh has said that it's sunnat mu'akkada. It is a very, very emphasized sunnat. If a person habitually leaves it out, coming for salah with jama'ah, then this person will be deemed a fasiq. He'll be deemed an open sinner. His shahada and his testification in the court of Islam won't be accepted. If a person has to come and say, for example, that I saw the moon for Eid, or the moon for any month, that testification also of his won't be accepted. Because you're a person that don't come to the masjid for salah, you are an open sinner, or you habitually not coming to the masjid for salah. So this is a very serious thing, a very grave thing. In fact, the hakim of the time, the ruler of the time in an Islamic country, he would detain such a person, and he would punish him for deliberately missing salah, for openly missing salah. Therefore, missing salah in the masjid is not something that is small. However, when it comes to a blind person, ulama have given allowance, they have given concession. Person is blind and he can't make it, or he's ill, or he's got some other valid shari'i reason. For example, it is extremely dangerous, and now if he comes to the masjid, there's danger or fear, then, or extreme fear, not just basic fear, extreme fear, extremely dangerous, then in that circumstance, that situation, a person is allowed not to come to the masjid for salah. But it's a very temporary thing. But as a general rule, a Muslim, his heart, his mind, his body is in the masjid, and he doesn't miss salah with jama'ah. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling this blind sahaba that you all should be coming to the masjid also for salah. It's an lesson for us, important lesson for us. Allah has blessed us with eyes, Allah has blessed us with ears, Allah has blessed us with limbs that are functioning. What excuse will we have to Allah Ta'ala if we have to miss salah with jama'ah? One other masla that comes out from here is the first hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, if he hears, Al tasma'un nida', did you hear the azan? And the second hadith of Abdullah ibn Ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, do you hear hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah? In other words, do you hear the azan? In both cases, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked if you hear the azan. Ulama explained that in a straight line, clear distance, what distance the azan carries. In other words, if there were not big buildings around, it was a flat, open land, and the muazzin were to give azan, so on average they give between 1 and 1.5 kilometers. That radius wherein the azan reaches, and it is necessary for the people of that area to attend the masjid. And if a person is staying more than 1 or 1.5 kilometers away from the masjid, radius of the masjid, now there is allowance for that person because the masjid is so far. Now for those people, those few people that are there, they can make jamaat in that area where they are because they are away from the masjid. But so long as you are at a place where the adhan is being called, in other words, you are away from the masjid, then there is no reason for you to be missing your salah. If the masjid now is far, and now we got a few people here, we can make salah because the masjid is far. But if we in that radius between 1 and 1.5 kilometers, as we can see from this hadith, we can hear the adhan. So then there is no excuse for a person to miss salah in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. It's a very important part of our deen. Once a person has got it in his life, he'll never leave it. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that when he's alive, his physical body is attached to the masjid. And when he dies also, the janazah also leaves from the masjid because of that heart that he had that was attached to the masjid. It is so sad, if a person's heart was not there in the masjid, He was not alive in the masjid. Only thing that leaves from the masjid will be his janaza. It is the saddest part. When he had the chance of being there, he wasn't there. Only thing that left from there was his mayyit. Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.